Welcome to the Green Wisdom Health Show.
Differences just don't attach fear, and make sure your perception is one that, oh, my body's smart, and it's going to do something good with it. But here's the thing about high blood pressure. Oh God, I got something really good to say about this. Sometimes your body increases blood pressure because it's trying to perfuse more blood through the organs that's going to detoxify, because toxins of all sorts can cause that.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Green Wisdom Health Show. I'm Janet Lewis.
And I'm Dr. Lewis.
And we are going to talk to you about something fun today. Stress, anxiety, and depression. Doesn't that sound fun? Dr. Lewis named this because he feels like a lot of people are going through this, because he gets the opportunity to speak with them when they go over their lab work. Dr. Lewis, what would you like to discuss today about stress, anxiety, and depression?
There's a lot to say, because we do live in a usually self-induced stressful situation. It's how we think, what our perception is, and I love watching these Facebook fights. It's no good, God, take it over, go get a room. Anyway, it's stuff because we're overly sensitive, and it can come from so many different places. We're going to talk about some of those. I read massive and massive amount of books, and even more research, just individual research things. So that's where I'm getting my opinion.
And are there natural things you can do for stress, anxiety, or depression?
There's so many different things. One thing is stay away from electrical grids as much as you can, your computer and your phone. And I know we're attached at the hip now. But one of the things in one of my books, and I don't promote my books unless people get in and buy the weight loss program or the gut healing program, then they get my books. But it talks about the top whole food sources for the different things that help create neurotransmitter synthesis. Tryptophan, B6, D, tyrosine, magnesium, iron, B12, folate, glycine. The top whole food sources to give you those things are like avocado, chia seeds, broccoli, chicken, salmon, eggs, apple cider vinegar, sauerkraut, yogurt, beef, turkey, collagen, coconut, the good things. And it goes on and on. But
what we're eating may be making all this worse. Is that what you're saying?
I had a patient yesterday said, well, they ate their way into death, and it's almost everybody does. They don't take responsibility for it. And somebody said something about Bluebell ice cream, because it's popular here in Texas. If not, I don't know how far widespread they are, but it's definitely better than any ice cream I've ever had. But they said something about it, and I said, I made a choice between Snickers and Bluebell and things that are not good for me. I would rather do without those and perhaps get more time with Janet, because she's fun to live with.
Well, thank
you. We're close to celebrating 6 more months of me being alive. And yes, that puts some stress on us, and it's like kind of blindsided us, but you never know. And that's why we tell people, do your labs. And we even have a neurotransmitter test. And that has a lot to do with musculoskeletal. It really does. And the problem is the etiology of depression, so to speak, is very poorly understood, and that's because it comes from more than one source in most instances. But it's probably not due to one simple deficiency of one neurotransmitter or another. It can be, and we've got things that cover the whole base. And one of the things you have to think big, and you have to suspect that the theories that we've been basing treatment on for many decades are incorrect. You want to get really serious about incorrect or other possible theories, read the book, The Truth About Contagion. My brother left it here, and he's an incredibly intelligent human being. I don't know if he gave me the book or whether he loaned it to me, but it's The Truth About Contagion by Thomas Cowan, MD. And I've talked to him personally, and he's one of the reasons why I lived is because I was taking astaxanthin as well as capsicum and magnesium, which are also very good for stress, anxiety, and depression, but it's obviously very good for the heart since I had zero damage. One of the things I ask you to think about, different theories. Did you know the state in America that leads America in the use of antidepressant drugs? It's Utah. Why? because they have social and religious different ways of dealing with stress. But they have one of the top air polluters there too. And you've heard me talk about pollution, how that can work. The people from Utah generally consume less alcohol, have a lower rate of drug abuse. They smoke less because that makes them turn to more socially and religiously accepted ways of coping with stress. And they turn to candy. They're the top consumer in the nation in Utah. And I got a lot of patients out there. But that can have a lot to do with the root of depression because of what the sugar does to you. And yes, I think sometimes alcohol is a good way to deal with stress. I don't think you should do much. And if you have alcoholism in the family, I would say no. But usually the alcoholics or drug addicts or sex addicts or gambling addicts have low dopamine, which that can be tied into urine and your GABA, gamma-aminobutyric acid. So if you fix the GI tract and then you have the proper B vitamins so that you can get that neurotransmitter uptake from the GI tract to the brain, all of a sudden you're young, rich, and good-looking. Happy, sorry.
Matt, is that in that neurotransmitter test you're able to see those things?
Yeah, it's a really good test, and it's urine and saliva, so you don't have to get stuck and give blood for you people like me that sometimes pass out when they stick me. It's like I was shot, and I didn't pass out, but you can stick me with a needle, and I may hit the floor. Yeah, it's a really good thing, and it helps with people that have ADD, ADHD for kids, because all they got to do is urinate and spit. One of the things we talked about in the This Breaks My Heart is how certain air pollution can cause all sorts of things. But PCB pesticides, they adversely affect the uptake of neurotransmitters, dopamine, serotonin, and glutamate, and GABA. And that's from Journal of Toxicology. Again, I read a lot of research. I remember a little bit of it. Excessive adrenal gland stress, which is glucocorticoids, can atrophy the brain early in life. That's from Journal of Archives of General Psychiatry. So it's not Dr. Lewis making this up. And it's your chiropractor. Why do you deal with things like that? If you deal with supporting the musculoskeletal system, it's amazing what the body can do with nutrients that you have not been getting out of the food. And most people have high or low cortisol. It starts out high when you're adversely overly stressed, and then the adrenals eventually wear down. And they also have a big responsibility to prop up the bad thyroid function, which is because we have too much bromine chloride and fluoride in our system, which are called a halide, and it takes the place of iodine. So
one of the things that I thought was interesting that stress can cause is blood pressure, breathing, and heart rate increase.
We're seeing more of that, and even in younger people.
We've had a lot of people recently that's had high blood pressure that's asked us about that, but I never put that together with stress.
And the thing is, we have calls of people saying, I'm taking your supplements and I'm having this little bitty symptom. You're full of anxiety and stress and you need to just go with it and have faith. And yes, we want to hear about it. We want to soothe your ruffled feathers, because sometimes when the body's getting, it can have differences. Just don't attach fear and make sure your perception is one that, oh, my body's smart and the perception is it's going to do something good with it. But here's the thing about high blood pressure. Oh, God, I got something really good to say about this. Sometimes your body increases blood pressure because it's trying to perfuse more blood through the organs that's going to detoxify, because toxins of all sorts can cause that. And let me get you to thinking about something that's only slightly related. I had a patient the other day says, I've got to get off this vitamin E or omega because it thins my blood and makes me bruise too easy. And this was a girl that I grew up with, a lover. And I said, I had a leak in the bathroom. She was talking about thin blood causes bruising. I said, I had a leak in the bathroom the other day. Damn it. The water got so thin, the pipes busted. And she said, that don't make sense. I said, think about it.
Only you would put that to
Stephenism.
So, yeah, you have the isms.
I have something. I just want you to think differently. And that's why I think those people that want to know about the truth about contagion, I appreciate my brother for dropping this book off. And it's, oh my God, it is brilliant. And it gives you very repeatable and different ways to realize when infections or contagions coming on. Chronic stress, you can have acute stress, which is just short term. Chronic is what gets you. It can be emotional distress during the grieving or death of a loved one, a serious health diagnosis, because sometimes we hear certain words and it puts fear in the heart of man. And that can limit your daily functioning. Hospital stays can do that. And financial problems. And the world in the last 2 or 3 years has gone a little bit upside down. And the inflation is hurting people. And we encourage people. You know, Janet and I are always trying to get the same quality supplements at a lower cost, which you've seen us do that for a long time. And we're getting more and more people that are getting on our packs. It's just AM and PM pack that's specifically for what's going on with you, but more specifically what's on your lab. And yeah. It's making people more consistent and therefore less stressed.
It's making them more consistent because it's more affordable monthly instead of doing the bottles where you may be getting several months at a time. You're only getting the 30 days that are in the pack. So you can budget better how much it's going to be a month instead of having the big spikes.
It's been incredibly popular. And when people feel socially isolated, and I think that's one of the reasons that Facebook has been so popular, because you are less socially isolated, although now it's just become a socially acceptable way to gossip and bicker, but it didn't start out that way. Family-related stress, sometimes they say nothing's like family. It's not going to be good or bad. There are certain people in our family we try to avoid, and that's true of other people too, because they're always the common denominator when stuff, excrement, hits the fan, so to speak. So we, Janet and I, try our best to do our family meetings in smaller groups, and that isolates most of the problems. War and violence, look at what's going on in the world now. People that feel like they're don't have enough time. And I tell these younger people, I said, when you get older, you think they'll have all the time in the world. And they shake their head, yes. I said, it's a lie. It's a fantasy. It gets more tight.
Maybe we just move slower. There really is enough time. We're just slower about getting there.
It may be because I'm less stressed. I've only got 2 speeds. And Janet says my top speed is when I walk fast, like during an emergency there with one of our neighbors a while back. There are things that you can do about it. And I always have these Stephenisms. I look at it in a quirky manner, and Janet laughs at my dumb jokes. And I tell people, and I love my patients. I love hugging them, male, female, doesn't matter to me. Hugs are very good, especially if you hug heart to heart and give them enough time to begin to beat together and talk to each other, the hearts. And I tell people, just because you don't like it doesn't mean you don't need it.
Yeah, you're a big hugger.
Yeah, and I know Janet must.
I love hugs. I love them.
Yeah. You know what BS stands for, right? Belief systems.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So you went over some of the issues that are causing stress. Is there like a supplement or pill form of something you can take, or do you have to like fix all these things in your life?
There's some things that are not fixable because it's outside of our control. And that's one of the stresses, is thinking we can fix everything. It's maybe you don't need to fix it. Maybe you just need to change their perception. So yeah, there are things, and I've talked about these before. There's about 5 or 6 or so different supplements that people say, I don't know what you got me on, but it's the peace of God. And I'm going to talk about 2 of them. One's Stress Adapt and the other's Easy Relax. They deal different ways. The Easy Relax has the things in it to create the neurotransmitters or the happy hormones. And that's a really good thing. It's pretty broad spectrum because it's not usually just a lack of one neurotransmitter. And depression, certainly not a deficiency of Paxil, Prozac, or Wellbutrin. And I'm not against that. Whatever you and your MD does is fine. But so that helps create the neurotransmitters, but the Stress Adapt actually helps you deal with the stress itself. And it's Relora, which is Magnolia officinalis, which if you understood a magnolia bark, everybody would be taking this because of the things it does. And it's hard to find. And when you find it, it's usually incredibly expensive. This is not.
Is that from that tree that makes those beautiful flowers?
I think so.
Magnolias. They're magnolia. Beautiful.
Yeah, it starts about here and goes down into the deep south.
Yeah.
Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. Then everybody talks about ashwagandha. Yes, but there's different qualities. There's different potencies of these things. And people say, well, I'm taking this. I said, listen, if it was working, you wouldn't be consulting with me. So you got to give up the idea that all supplements are the same, because they're not. This ashwagandha is, it's a major advancement, actually, in the way they prepare it. And it has a proprietary and patented extraction process to give you very high and very powerful levels of stress fighting, cognitive enhancing. Now, I do a lot of stuff for my mental cognition because I know what my genetics are, and I'd like to keep my brain until I'm 94 and croak, but we'll see. Then we have the sun thinning, and it's a pure form of L-theanine. And it's produced with a patented fermentation process. And what that does is give you 100% pure isomethionine. I love chemistry. That's why I stumble with some of these words. It's really good. I've got my granddaughter taking it, and she loves it. She sleeps really good with that, and good magnesium. She sleeps really good. And then there's a bonobo leaf. And a lot of people don't know about bonobo leaf. And that also has to do with the glucose handling, too. It's a glucose modulator, I guess is a better term. Helps to influence glucose and lipid metabolism. You can't make cortisol without cholesterol.
I was just reading about how the body reacts to stress with glucose. Glucose is released into the bloodstream for ready energy whenever it's stressed. So that's interesting. That product helps with that.
Yeah, and it helps you modulate it. And here's the thing, and I tell people all the time, you've heard me say it before, you have to listen with a discerning spirit or your women's intuition or listen to your gut feelings, because we have a society that's overeducated, and yet they don't have the understanding or always the wisdom to go with it. Because if you get on the internet, you can't get healthy on a steady diet of misinformation.
And there's a lot of it out there now.
You can't get healthy on a steady diet of misinformation. The problem with doctors, and including me, because as you get smarter and more experienced and more educated, you realize how little doctors, they only half of what they say is true. The problem is we don't know what half is true and what half is false. And that's why I tell my patients, I look them in the eye and say, listen to your discerning spirit. I'm doing the best I can, and all your other doctors are too. But you got to realize that you have to have good information, but more so, you have to have that internal spiritual go ahead to do it.
Also, when you're stressed, another little interesting tidbit is your digestion, growth, and reproduction and immune system functions are suppressed or put on hold. Does that mean you just quit flourishing altogether is the way it sounds?
Yeah, it's usually because you have the wrong bacteria and yeast and fungus flourishing in your GI tract, and it's the wrong percentage of the wrong microorganisms, because they steal your neurotransmitters before they get to the brain.
That's really something. Stress can do so many things to the body.
Well, and yeah, we're full of stress, the chemical stress, the spiritual stress, now the financial stress with the inflation, what's going on the other side of the world that is affecting us. We're still here, and we're able to live a healthy, happy, joy-filled life, and it's our job to shine and bring somebody else up in small ways. So yeah, we're still able to be socially functional and to lift other people up.
So one of the five most common chronic stress symptoms are irritability, anxiety, depression, headaches, amazingly.
Headaches usually are chronic brain inflammation, and that is incredibly attached to your GI tract and that function there too.
Yeah, and trouble sleeping. There are tons of people that talk to us about trouble sleeping. So what are they supposed to do about sleeping?
Now, the Easy Relax usually works really well for that. Take melatonin, and some works better than others. You have to find your specific dose, because there's some research that says if you get around 9 milligrams of melatonin, it becomes anti-cancer and more of a youth hormone. And when cherries are in season, I eat a lot of cherries because that's the one of the most potent top food sources of melatonin. For example, the Easy Relax talks about it has the things in it to help with methylation. And methylation, that has everything to do with the activated B6, the right kind of B12, which is bioavailable, and then the 5-MTHF, which is 5-methyltetrahydrofolate. And half of us have that genetic SNP, which me too. And if you take this stuff, it helps you with your B vitamins. Let me talk about methylation for just a minute. Lack of B vitamin is common. The cause of anemia deficiency in B12 is a late finding. That's from New England Journal of Medicine. Lack of thiamine, which is B1, makes the blood-brain barrier more leaky, allowing toxins to penetrate the brain more readily. That's from Journal of Experimental Neurology. Lack of vitamin B causes psychosis, British Journal of Psychiatry. Yes, I read all this stuff, and I make good notes. The different B vitamins are needed to convert the amino acid tryptophan to serotonin. That's the 5-HTP. And serotonin is the one that makes your brain feel satiated. You'd be surprised how many men get the 5-HTP stirred in their coffee without them knowing.
Piece of God in the bottle.
Piece of God for the wife that puts it in the coffee is what I've been told by more than one woman.
Oh, if you have OCD problems, it really helps with that. It just helps you flow instead of trying to grasp a hold of everything that goes by you.
PMS becomes worse with lack of vitamin B. That's from Journal of Lancet. PMS, again, stands for putting up with men's stuff. And we could go on into allergies and all that kind of stuff, but the Easy Relax is pretty good. And the magnesium is an Albion Trax glycinate chelate, which we talk about glycine and top food sources in one of my books. Magnesium is responsible for over 325 enzymes in the body. Now, I have read up to 600. And when it says Trax, that stands for the real amino acid chelate system. So the body says, oh, that's pre-digested protein. It's an amino acid, so it takes it in like it's a protein. And oh, surprise, it's attached to a magnesium molecule. And so you have up to 20 times better absorption.
See, a lot of people think magnesium, you just take that so that you can go to the bathroom, like it helps with bowel issues or constipation. Mm-hmm. What's the difference between what you have?
The citrate is hydroscopic, which means it gathers water. And so is magnesium oxide, which gathers even more water, which is what they give you when they want to clean you out before colonoscopy. But the citrate, you actually get some absorption. Then the lysinate, glycinate, or the malate absorbs a little bit slower, and it absorbs in different parts of your small intestine, up to 15% per place where it is absorbed. There's even some absorbed in the upper part of the colon. It's a pretty complicated process. So what's the difference is, if you're going to spend the money, why not spend something on one that's up to 20 times more absorbable? It doesn't cost 20 times as much.
And the one that's called Mag Ultra that you're talking about, and that's the one that does not give you diarrhea, correct?
That's true. But there's the magnesium in the Easy Relax also.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I take magnesium. I take the Mag Ultra and the Mag Citrate, the citrate, so that it increases bowel motility somewhat, but not too much.
So there's some natural remedies that you can do beside have stress or help with stress. Getting regular exercise. See, these are all free things that you can do, and you just take time to do.
Yeah, Janet and I was walking not too long ago down on the little lake road where we live, and God, there was a copperhead right on the edge of the road, and she didn't notice it. Of course, Sadie's on a leash, her little dog, and it's, holy Jesus, that'll cause acute stress, and now Janet's like,
now I've got acute worry. I'm going to run into something on the lake road. He goes, well, it's not going to just jump out and grab you. I'm thinking, they seem to.
I got out the other day, and this, of course, when it was warm, and got out of the truck and got my machete out from underneath the seat, and I killed a copperhead. And geez, that machete's pretty dadgum short. So I went and bought one. It's twice as long, so I wouldn't be up close and personal. Because although that was exciting, there's sometimes a difference between excitement and enjoyment.
I have pepper spray, hoping they get blinded by it. I don't really know what happens when you spray it on a snake.
I don't know, but you kill a lot of copperheads for some reason. But that can cause stress. And then if you have a perception and it turns into fear, which is normal, you've got to watch your perception a little bit. Hey, let me walk first. No big deal. I'll take care of it.
The walking really does help, and it really helps you face the day with everything that comes along, especially if you get plenty of sleep at night, which is another thing that you can do for stress, is to get plenty of rest.
And we didn't even talk about vitamin D. Most people have it way, way too low. You can't get enough out of the sun just because you're not running naked around the equator and you've got so many pollutants it won't really convert. And you're on a statin drug, which lowers your cholesterol, which you have to convert sunlight to vitamin D. You've got to get your vitamin D up. And roughly 75 to 100 would be ideal. There's some doctors that think you can take it up to 300, although I do not agree with that. Don't do it, in my opinion. But the vitamin D takes you into deep, restorative sleep.
Didn't know that either. See, I learned so much just from listening to you back here.
But you have to have a discerning spirit to find out, is this true or is it BS, belief system, or bacon sandwich? Janet, I try to tell the truth.
You don't know which book you're getting it out of is the problem. You've got it all jumbled up.
Yeah, she asked me one time where I got this one obscure study that she says, well, that was 20, 30 years ago. Where'd you read it? She said, you have such a photographic memory. I said, if I had a photographic memory, I would have remembered where I read it. And I do know where certain things are in books. There's a good book, Lies My Doctor Told Me by Ken Berry, that's really good. I know where the vitamin D study is. I know the pages. I can go there.
In the meantime, the neurotransmitter test that Dr. Lewis spoke about is not on my website. We have got so many tests now, we're just keeping the regular lab there. But if you're interested in that, what you can do is go to greenwisdomhealth.com, fill out the health survey, and Dr. Lewis will actually call you and talk to you about it. It's a kit that gets sent to you. It's super easy. Like he said, it's urine and saliva, and you just put your sample in the kit and there's a return mailing shipping label for it to go back. I think it's FedEx.
Yeah.
And it's all part of it. And then he will not have to guess at what you're low in so that he can give you the right formulation. So Dr. Lewis, we are at the end of our show. Are there any closing words that you would like to end with?
Yeah, I think the best thing we can do is realize that you're here for a reason, and no matter how isolated you may feel, that I'm telling you, you do matter to other people, and the best thing you can do is to have hope, to have faith, to work toward better health, and I've always told people you can be sick as heck and glorify God, but it's a whole lot easier if you feel good, and if you lift other people up, you're lifting up yourself, you know, at the same time. So when I wake up, I don't ask God what he can do for me today. I've switched to say, what can I do for other people? And that's helped a lot. Folks, you're important, and I can't tell you how many people have reached out, our patients, they're reaching out and making my life healthier and happier just from what they say. So I'm very grateful for you and the effort you put into being healthy so that you can make this world a better place, a happier place, and lifting somebody up. So bless you. Thank you very much.
Yes, you matter to us. And on that note, we hope you guys have a wonderful week, and we'll be here next time on the Green Wisdom Health Show.